Dime.
¿Cuál es? Yo me llamo Minor, mi profesión es taxista. Bueno, una buena salud es comer.
My name is Minor, and I'm a taxi driver. Well, good health means eating twice a day. Breakfast at 9 in the morning, more or less. A breakfast of gallo pinto, the official meal. Gallo pinto, sausages and fruit drinks. Dinner at 5, 5:30 at home. A meal of rice and beans, a pork chop, salad. I like McDonald's and I like Burger King. They look cleaner than other places. How many times do I eat fast food in a week? Well, in this job, once or twice a week. I eat something in Burger King or McDonald's.
Burger King. Me como algo ahí en Burger King o en McDonald's.
Alicia Matamoros cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner for her family of four every day in their home in Ciudad Colón, a town located 30 kilometers outside of San Jose, the capital city of Costa Rica. Halfway between Ciudad Colón and San Jose, the new Multiplaza shopping center is a popular destination for both the residents of San Jose and the surrounding towns. In the Multiplaza's food court, you will find 17 fast food restaurants, including Pizza Hut, Subway, Burger King, Papa John's, TCBY, and Taco Bell. There are also Costa Rican food establishments, such as Comida Nuestra. When I visited the Multiplaza at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night, the food court was over half full. Since McDonald's opened its doors in the center of San Jose 25 years ago, Costa Rica's roughly 3.5 million inhabitants have steadily become consumers of the transnational food industry. While McDonald's alone has over 17,000 restaurants in 120 foreign countries, companies such as Coca-Cola have established a strong presence in even the most remote areas of this country. With the introduction of Western food products and food lifestyles into their diet, Costa Ricans are now beginning to experience similar health problems, such as heart disease and diabetes, as the U.S., the country with the highest obesity rate in any industrialized nation.
Frutas, verduras, harina.
Fruit, vegetables, flour products. The way of eating is varied. A little flour goods, a salad, red meat, anything that isn't very fried. Hamburgers, fried chicken, that's not healthy for us, is it? We eat a varied diet and we change the menu. Some days we eat flour goods, spaghetti, soups with vegetables, red meat, chicken.
10 años. No había tanta comida rápida porque la gente cocinaba más. Bueno, nosotros
10 years ago, there wasn't so much fast food because people cooked more. Well, we are used to cooking, but people now want fast food because husbands and wives work. The children are at home alone, so they want hamburgers, they want pizza, because they don't have the time to cook. They don't dedicate the time to their children. At mealtimes, they give them lots of fast food because they can't be at home, and so it's easier to bring them a pizza or a hamburger. Before, wives didn't work, and so they dedicated themselves more to their children, and they fed them much better than they do now. About once a month we eat fast food, maybe, but the majority of the time we're at home. Before, health was better. Nowadays, they put lots of hormones in chicken because more people need the animals to grow fast in order to sell, and sell. Before, everything was more natural.
My name is Anne Chinook, and I'm a nutritionist working at the Nutrition School of the University of Costa Rica.
The traditional Costa Rican diet has more natural foods, less processed foods. Nowadays, there's much more variety in the market for especially processed and fast foods. There's been an increase in the prevalence of overweight in all the age groups. I think it increased a lot when the markets were opened up in the region, and there's many more products available in the supermarkets. I think that is, the general population regarded it as, especially younger, you know, adolescents and children, find these foods attractive.
My name is Prakash Jayabalan. I'm a medical student from London, England, and I study at King's College London
and I'm in my penultimate year of medical college. Diabetes research is something of great interest to us, and the rate of increase in incidence of diabetes is much higher in developing countries in Latin America and Central America now than compared to Western countries. So the rate of incidence is increasing exponentially. And Costa Rica is a country which is facing a real problem in diabetes, in that currently about 5% of the population suffer from diabetes, and this is projected to increase to about 7% in about 25 years' time. And this is quite worrying. What is the influx of fast food brands such as McDonald's or KFC, Burger King, has that had an effect on people's dietary habits? We feel it's likely that the fast food that has come into this country has had an effect on the incidence of diabetes. It's difficult to draw this conclusion from our project on its own, but we feel that our project will show that people who do follow a different lifestyle in terms of exercise and in terms of diet compared to non-diabetics, our study could lead on to a further study to conclusively find this out. We're trying to come up with a literature we can give to patients, such as a website or leaflets and a poster, which would give advice, dietary information for patients and diabetic patients and non-diabetics, so that maybe they could lower their likelihood of gaining diabetes or make their control of their diabetes better. Our study we see as a stepping stone to a further study.
My name is Darsan Damascene. I'm a final year medical student from King's College London as well. We've just recently started the actual project, so we haven't actually got conclusive results so far, but I think both of us were quite shocked when we first came here and saw so many fast food outlets like we've seen back home in London or the US. I mean, there's so many branches of McDonald's, KFCs, almost right next to each other, and I think a lot of multinationals see developing countries as an emerging market for branding their corporation.
I'm Dr. Manuel Tristan. I'm the director of the CAI Foundation and the director of the Central American branch of the Cochrane Ibero-American Network. The CAI Foundation is a non-profit, non-governmental organization working in developing and fostering international cooperation and international health experience for medical students worldwide in terms to give a new approach to medical education. And now, as well, we are working in a more challenging project, which is conducting the Cochrane Center from Central America. Cochrane Center is the based and the most important producer of evidence-based medicine, a new knowledge in terms of medical practice and medical research. To have access to fast food or American brands is to be on progress, to have access to most modern things. And this is also, it's just an icon, a symbol. You know, if I take my children to McDonald's, they're going to be very well known. They're going to be happy because they are part of this modernization. There is an anthropologist in Mexico that talk about the new modern citizenship. You know, and this part of this new modern citizenship is to go to the malls instead of to go to the church as it was before. It's go to McDonald's instead of going to eat to the grandfather and grandmother house.
My name is Arturo Salazar. I'm a medical doctor from Costa Rica, and I work as a research coordinator for the Central American Cochrane Center. Fruit in Costa Rica is so cheap. It's so cheap because it's produced everywhere. You can have it everywhere. So it seems like a very common thing. It's not perceived as a very important thing because it's cheap. In many other places, it's so expensive that then it's a factor of being wealthy to be eating fruits. So that's a social context on it.
In the middle class and the high class, has the children birthday at McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and Burger King, and they have advertising The propaganda is oriented to that, to catch children, and they have children games outside in the gardens of the restaurants. The mother and the father, they offer a gift for the children. I mean, you have good grades in your school, I take you to McDonald's, I take you to 2 or 3 years old. So this is becoming part of the culture. And if you talk to a middle-class family and you ask a kid, what would you like to do now? What would you like to eat now? Oh, I want to go to McDonald's. They agree that it's a good place for meeting children. They have a saleswoman, in general, it's a woman who says that, who visit houses and mothers to sell them. We can make your big children birthday party here. So this is obviously changing the diet habits since very early, you know, when they are 1 or 2 years old.
Prakash Jayabalan.
McDonald's and these fast food giants are losing a lot of money in England, but they've come out with a very different way of marketing themselves, in that they're marketing themselves now as a very healthy brand, and also a brand that's for young people, and in the advertisements is purely, you see models who are very young, very fit, very energetic. You don't see families anymore going to McDonald's. It's got to be the cool place in the developing country. They believe that they can gain that lifestyle by going somewhere like McDonald's or going to Burger King.
Vida completa. Sí, la ecuación completa de frescura y sabor en un tazón. El nuevo Steak Border Bowl. Despierta tus sentidos con los mejores ingredientes que se pueden juntar en un tazón. Disfruta del nuevo Steak Border Bowl. Solo en Taco Bell.
Dr. Arturo Salazar.
The line of knowledge or teaching is very, very vertical, and it's not based on community learning, on problem-based learning, which are techniques who are already, you know, being proved to be effective, and to give the responsibility and the power to people to resolve their own situations. There is a lot of evidence who has shown how deeply it goes to culture, how we understand and how we prefer food. When you start with little kids and they being awarded with sugar and with ice cream, and that's perceived as a good thing, that they will prefer that as a good food. And when it happens in the other direction, when they're being awarded with salads and fruits, that's in the same direction, and they will prefer when they grow up those kind of food. And that has gone so deep into the culture that over 80% of our people are overweight, and it has happened a little bit more on females. We have more hypertension, we have more diabetes. Now is moving us in the United States and developed countries as well to kids. So we are starting having type 2 diabetics and very young people severely overweight, and they have been compensated as with love in terms of food. Showing love, you're going to be invited to a fast food restaurant to have more food, ice cream, or chocolate. That's the way that it's happening, and it goes beyond that with some chemical compounds as well, not only with fast foods, as with colorants like Red 40 and things that are already prohibited in some other countries, and they are allowed to be used here in Costa Rica and in just many other countries as well, because they are more attractive because of the colors.
Okay.
Imported food products sold in Costa Rica must list the ingredients in both English and Spanish. However, because of an ineffective consumer protection agency and the persistence of powerful marketing, harmful food products are passing into the Costa Rican market without protest. Dr. Mario Tristan.
We have many laws and many things that you can find many laws that are protecting the consumer. There is an obligation now for any food which is imported from any other country. The nutritional information is in English. It has to be in Spanish too. But the problem is that people do not read that. They don't care. It's not part of the culture. And sometimes this translation letters are so small that you have to have, you know, 2 glasses to read it. So I think that there is a lot of legislation about that. There is an office that is called the Natural Consumer Protection Office. But the people is not very much caring for that at the moment. And it's just an office with one telephone line, and it's very difficult to have access to them. If you go there, you have to do long lines. So the access to that is very poor.
That's the law. Those are policies. And there, Dr. Gordon Guyatt, he has a column in Canada, and he's talking about that by the time that you actually can do something by the law to correct the misleading information, the damage is done. So when you have an agency who actually can control that and say, like, well, you know, the thing that you are saying is not right, or let's say that they say, like, you know, you are putting some kind of young people running and very healthy eating some other kind of food or fast food, that's misleading information. So you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't stop doing that. The damage is done. The people have already seen that. The message has been perceived, and it's not easy to change those things. They have to be very effective, and they go directly to their minds.
Dr. Mario Tristan.
And I met the manager of a company which is distributing and marketing these new energetic drinks like Energizer and Gatorade. These drinks were designed for professional athletics that really need sometimes to rehydrate and get rise the glucose levels. But now this has been a common product that all the young people, the adolescents, are consuming, are drinking this Gatorade. And you see the compound, the components, and the energetic value. And it's in a monoglucose and other things that they don't need, like potassium, sodium. And if you are not into the sports, you are producing a damage. And I told him, you are selling this product and you are telling to the young people you're going to be stronger and you're going to have more energy. And that's a big lie. But what do they do to protect that? What do our Ministry of Health, what our health authorities do to avoid this type of marketing, which is also producing damage? It probably will produce as much damage as a cigarette, but they're doing nothing. This is what I say, that there is a law, but there are many ways to go around the law.
Costa Rica often scores high marks internationally for its healthcare system because of the country's history of maintaining an exceptionally high life expectancy, as well as a public health system that offers access, in theory, to everyone. The World Health Organization's World Health Report in 1995 reported Costa Rica's life expectancy as possibly the third highest in the world. The healthcare system is now faced with the challenge of accommodating to a rise in non-communicable diseases brought on by a change of diet and lifestyle. Dr. Mario Tristan.
The healthcare access is a right, it's a human right. Everybody has to have healthcare access, even being Costa Rican or not. That's in theory. But in the United States, you have access, you can buy it. To have access to a doctor. And if you compare the health system with other health systems, even in the North Hemisphere, even in the rich countries, if you compare it to the United States, for instance, we have a health system here. In the States, they have a health market. Because at least we have basic access to most of the people to healthcare and preventive actions, and basic access to a generalist, to a medical practitioner. In theory, it has to cover 100% of the population. In fact, what we have, the last numbers we have, that is covering about 8. But yes, it's quite successful. But if you see the Costa Rican health indicators, we cannot say that that is due only to healthcare system. It's due to other socioeconomic benefits that the population is also receiving, like electricity, education, potable water, and it's not only to medical care.
And Chinook.
I know that Costa Rica is one of the countries in the region spends more on the healthcare system than other countries. Some of the causes that bring the life expectancy figures down have been eliminated in Costa Rica, like child mortality. Child mortality is much lower in Costa Rica than other countries. Good healthcare system, I think that's probably the second reason. It's been suffering very serious, major changes over the last few years in terms of trying to provide more emphasis on prevention, trying to organize attention in different levels. so that not everybody has to go to hospital to get an attention. It's the philosophy is that it's universal, that it's equal, for everybody who is included in it gets the same treatment. Hospitalization is a very good service. The problems mainly occur with consult externa, when people have to go and find and get an appointment. It takes a long time to be seen by specialists, but once you're in the system and if you have to be hospitalized, detention is very good.
How will the health landscape in Costa Rica be described in 10 years? How will the future of health in Costa Rica compare to that of the U.S., the epicenter of the fast food industry? Heart disease is the most prevalent cause of death in the U.S. Over 64% of adults are overweight or obese, 14% of adolescents are overweight, and the percentage of people who experience lack of access to medical care due to financial barriers has steadily increased over the last 5 years. McDonald's is reporting on their website that their August 2003 sales in the U.S. were up 9% from last year. They have also announced an unprecedented worldwide advertising campaign featuring the slogan, "I'm loving it." Pizza Hut's site advertises 26 restaurants in Costa Rica from Jaco to Liberia, all promoting a grande-sized pizza for 3,500 colones, approximately $8.75.
There are a lot of factors. Let's say we don't do anything. We will have a lot of disease. We will have a lot of people die, and we will, as well, because the population is getting older and older every time, we are going to have a lot of disease, a lot of diabetes, a lot of hypertension, heart attacks, which are already one of the causes that is killing, among the chronic diseases, which is killing more people, will be higher. And of course, we're going to have other kinds of trouble that we don't have right now, as severely overweighted people and a lot of problems with COPD and all kinds of chronic diseases. Because we are not doing that. We are not changing some patterns that we have to do. If we do what we have to do, then what I will say will happen is we'll have stronger legislation to control misleading information on commercials and on propaganda to help the people. And we will have to, as well, to change the perception of being healthy with being very wealthy on being eating fast food and to change that. What I will say it will happen is it won't really go either way. It will be a little bit more in the middle, and we will have, as many other countries, a lot of eating disorders. We are actually happening right now. Many people are severe. I mean, have problems with weight. They are overweighted, and many others don't need it at all because of other factors as well, perceived to be healthy and to be handsome or pretty, to be skinny. And it's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of effort. We are working to stop misleading information and to produce better outcomes in our population. Is as well, health systems are acknowledging the fact that they will spend more money if they don't do anything right now. So in that direction, we'll have some stronger winds who are going to help us.
The question I'm asking myself is, will Costa Rica be the same as London or England in about 10 years' time, and that we have in London a lot of problems with heart disease is the biggest killer, and we have problems with obesity, we have problems with diabetes. But the difference in London and the change I'm noticing now is that people are much more proactive in their health. Consumers have a right to know what's in their food, but people actually care about what's actually in their food. And like people go to the gyms so much, they're a real boom. But the only way that Costa Rica will become proactive is by giving them the knowledge. And the media also has a very big influence in England, in that the government advertised a lot of its campaigns for stopping smoking, you know, eating healthy on newspapers and so forth. And maybe Costa Rica can stop this surge of obesity, diabetes, by becoming more proactive through knowledge and coordination between the media and the health system here.
If we have prohibited, and we are not allowing the cigarette companies to
make advertising. We should do that with the ice creams. We should do that also with McDonald's, because they're as much as damaged. You know, the damage they can produce is as important as cigarette smoking. But, well, this is something that is not in part of the culture, even in the medical culture, you know. The people is not very aware of the problems that food. So they now are moving to, you know, third world countries because it's more profitable for them and because of this globalization, you know, that progress is associated to this international restaurants. You can see some changes in McDonald's, even in the States now. You can go there and have a good salad. Well, but here it's quite difficult to find a good salad in McDonald's.
The IKEA Foundation, International Health Central American Institute, is located in San Jose, Costa Rica. For more information on their projects, please visit www.ihcai.org.